Governor Rick Perry would require drug testing for low-income Texans who receive cash assistance under a program known as TANF. He also wants drug testing for those receiving unemployment because they've lost their jobs. Right now, more than 300,000 receive benefits through those programs.
This will help prevent tax dollars from going into the pockets of drug abusers or drug dealers, and instead ensure this money goes to the people who truly need it.
Republican State Senator Jane Nelson from Flower Mound has drafted legislation calling for the drug testing, and the Texas Association of Business supports it. But the executive director of the Center for Public Policy Priorities, which advocates for low-income citizens, says there are reasons similar measures have failed in the past. The center's Scott McCowan says there's no evidence low-income people and those who've lost their jobs are more likely to use drugs. McCowan adds that required testing and drug treatment for those who fail the test would cost the taxpayers plenty.
You know, the real winners here are the drug testing companies, because drug testing is very expensive, and so we're going to be spending scarce taxpayer dollars on drug testing and a state bureaucracy to keep track of all of this when we have no evidence of a particular problem.
McCowan says children who benefit from these programs would be hurt if their parents are denied help. At least seven states have passed laws requiring drug testing for those receiving public assistance. Nearly two dozen more have proposed it. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.